All right, I will call this meeting to order. This is a special planning commission meeting. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2019, at 6:01 PM.
State where we're at.
We are at the city office building on 10246 North Canyon Road, Cedar Hills, Utah. We'll begin with public comment. We'll allow anyone 3 minutes to give a public comment if they desire at this time. I will close that portion of the meeting. We'll move on to scheduled items. Review recommendation on preliminary plan approval for a storage facility part of the Cedar Hills Gateway commercial subdivision located at approximately 9978 North 4800 West in the SC1 commercial zone. Chandler, do you want to give us a brief overview?
Yes. During the last meeting, the reason this was tabled is because there are two items that we were missing, one item that we were missing and one item that needed to be altered. The item that was missing was the landscaping plan that came in the next day, and it looks really good. I like the plant selection. I think the plant selection is really good. I like the ones that they selected along the back fence there. They're supposed to grow up to 12 to 15 feet. They should be nice looking. It should be a good looking section. My only concern on the landscaping was this section right on the north side of the property here. That's all going to be grass. I'm not in love with the idea of rock right next to it. So I would recommend making these grass sections. That's it.
So is this grass or rock?
This is rock right here. I would keep this rock. I like the idea of this rock, limiting the irrigation that's adjacent to these homes. But this, I would say, let's make at least this side grass. But and then all the maintenance on this is being done by the owners. It's not a city-maintained property. And then the other thing is on the photometric plan. This is hard to see, but all of the lumens do terminate at the property line. So with the fence taken into consideration, there shouldn't be any light pollution into the neighborhood.
And how far apart are the lights on the building? So how many do we have?
Probably
about 40 feet apart.
Okay.
And they're at 12 feet.
12 feet high?
Yeah.
So 12 feet high.
Shielded pointing down.
They're aimed down, so you can see that.
It's hard to put them any lower than that and get the benefit of light.
Sorry.
No, but you can
see that they're shielded down.
Right. You can see how rapidly the lumens come down as it approaches the property line. And we're not concerned about, at least I'm not concerned about, the lumens spilling over into
north
the adjacent
south.
North and south and into the west. That doesn't bother me at all. So, I mean, that was it. The elevations didn't change. I didn't have any questions on the elevations. The comment that you made, Lorianne, a few meetings ago to add brick in between the pillars rather than stucco, that
right.
reflected on the changes. So.
Yeah, I just didn't see that here.
That is, it's not on that.
It's not on that.
It's, but on this, you can see that there is
brick
in between the pillars. So, other than that,
planning commission meeting.
Other than that, there was nothing I had to add. Any questions?
I do have a question. What size would the trees be as planted?
They're
required is 2.5-inch caliber.
Yeah, so they're showing a 2-inch caliber tree.
We're showing two. Okay.
Two caliber trees. I only saw these ones adjacent to the property line, the 2-inch caliber trees. And these ones along the property line grow at
pretty
accelerated.
What kind of trees are they?
This one right here.
What is it called?
Lorena plum.
Okay.
Oh, they're Lorena plums.
So they grow almost 2 feet a year.
Well, I actually like those that I got in front of my house.
So they grow to max about 12 to 15 feet wide, 12 to 15 feet high.
Or 18 or 20 if you take really good care of them, which my wife does. they go a little bit higher. No, those are really pretty. Those are nice.
So I think adjacent to the fence and then the tree, I think it'll look
nice. There's no fruit dropping.
No, this one, I think this is what they...
Ours does a little bit. Very small amounts.
I mean, we can request that the planting be done, so that the center is,
probably. Well, you're a 15-foot park strip, so you're not going to, you're going to plant it somewhat in the center of the
area,
so you're going to be, you're not going to have any really, they're going to hit
there's
an 8-foot wall there.
There may be
but we may be able to have the varieties of those plum trees, and they'll have the Blarina plum, but you can, I think there's ways to get them without pruning.
Yeah.
So we'll check into that.
Okay. And these are the trees for the pines, I'm guessing.
Yeah, these come in right here.
Colorado green spruce. I didn't know there was a green spruce. Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Like, just all of the plants are from the ballot provider.
They're good.
Right?
No,
they weren't originally, but then
they look good.
Fix it after.
And even if they weren't, it's easy to sub out a plant and just say, hey, we don't want this one. Just make sure the pallet's from the commercial.
So, not both of those. Like,
they look good.
And how high is the building total at the roof?
The highest peak point is on the front, 35 feet from grade. At the back, it doesn't approach anything near that. So the highest point is the peak of this.
Yeah.
But on the back, there's not one of those peaks. So, I mean, as you have the 8-foot fence in this building, probably what, on this back side, is probably like 24 feet. With the 8-foot fence, you may not see the building a whole lot.
And the windows, even the second floor windows, are frosted. Because I've seen the extra space storage where you can see right into the hallway and you can see the other storage.
Yeah, you can. In the back, we didn't have any windows on there at first, and I don't necessarily need windows there. We put them on just because you guys asked.
That's right.
And so we can line it. We can frost them. I think even what when I talk to the architect, there is a Conninger faux window that's not even really a window that goes on there. And so we haven't finalized that design, but if you don't want to see in there, then we'll make it so that you can't either frost it or use a faux.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
I like the window look, but I think I like the notion of not being transitioned.
I do too. You definitely just don't want a one long brick wall.
Okay, so I do like
depending on what we can find and use, we'll use what we won't use, I guess I'll say, is a window that you can see through like that. So it'll either be frosted or it'll be a fake one. And the other thing, too, is all of our lights are motion sensor, so they're not on unless someone's in there.
Oh, okay.
So you won't see it unless someone's there. We don't leave them on.
Yeah. Well, I had a question about the front elevations then. Do those windows, can you see?
We will allow those to be seen in, yes.
What do you all think about that? We see those.
It's like an office building. You can see in. You can.
Just like the interchange.
Well, they'll be.
Where you can see through those buildings. But you're going to be able to see into our building, and we kind of want that, and we need that. It's part of what say office buildings and everything else. Is people want to be able to see out. You want to be able to see in.
Also security.
The security, but. I don't want a building that just doesn't have any windows.
What I was saying is, like, when you're driving down I-15 and you can see into that building on the hallways and stuff, I was just wondering if they could see out but not in.
Almost like a mirror effect.
Type of.
Not maybe
glass,
mirror, but something like that.
But it's a glass that, like,
yeah.
It's like a one-way glass.
Okay.
It is mirrored to some extent.
I mean, the windows on the front here will not.
The whole point is to protect privacy of the individuals that would be looking down into backyards. And I agree with that as a concern. Looking out and looking in, I don't foresee a scenario where that's an issue, especially if the lights are only on when someone's in the unit. Then these second story windows that have probably a unit attached to them to some degree, you probably wouldn't see a light on, so it'd probably be just a dark window 99% of the time.
Okay.
I failed to recognize the Murray Kraft would be voting member tonight. That needs to be on record.
Thank you.
Other questions can I answer?
I'm good.
Murray?
Murray?
No, I'm good. I wish we weren't seeing into the building, but that's my comment. I wish that wasn't the thing, but that's okay.
Tell me your concern about that, though.
To me, it doesn't look like an office building if you can see the hallway full of the overhead doors. That's all.
Well, I guess one of my hesitations also would be that there's nothing in our code that prevents windows, so that's where I'd say maybe we're walking on some thin ice there, because if we can't add a condition that's not in the condition.
Okay.
It's not one of the things we can mitigate.
Yeah.
Whereas the windows in the back do have potentially.
Right, and so that's where I think you have the leeway to treat them differently, where I feel like you lose that leeway on the front end of the building.
Okay.
So one last question about these trees. How tall will they be? They're 2.5 inches.
They plant 2.5 inches tall, but the site I looked at said they go 12 to 15 feet high. So if they're planted at 7 feet, if the berm is 15 feet wide and they're planted in the middle, you have 7 feet on this side, 7 feet on this side. So you probably have, if they get taken care of like John's wife does,
my wife really,
then you might have a foot hanging over the fence, but likely it's at the property line that terminates.
That wasn't my concern.
So I'm just trying to give you a visual aid to what that tree will look like.
I just wondered if they're going to be like the trees that are like at the extra space storage in South Jordan. Because they're still really kind of thick. Look.
These ones would be closed this time too, so you're seeing. I went back to where we had gone and it went back. I think you said that we hadn't planted any trees in the back.
I had to look carefully.
They are. But there's just winter, you can't see them.
I was like,
but
my pictures, yeah.
But those are of a similar variety, but they are quick growing trees. They're fast growing trees.
Okay.
And you'll see that they fill out. I mean, obviously, sometimes you notice it there, you go over there.
Okay.
The only thing I noticed was
it says Cedar City instead of Cedar Hills.
Yeah. And then it says to go outside of Cedar City.
On the landscape plan?
Yeah, on the landscape plan. And then they're supposed to check the Cedar City list. But yes,
it's not. So, landscape objects.
That's personally, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then on somewhere it says to check the Cedar City list of trees we can need.
Which is a
that's like a good housekeeping item.
And
so
we're on preliminary, that is not a big deal. That was all Marie. So if there is no more discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I move that we approve the preliminary cave plans for a storage facility located at approximately 9978 North 4800 West, subject to the following recommendations. We don't have any recommendations.
Wait, can we talk about grass on the
sides?
Oh, yes.
Grass on the north and south.
Subject to having grass in the parking strips on the north and south sides of the property. That is it.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unopposed. I will entertain a motion.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We stand adjourned.
There we go.
You think the